The World Health Organization has said this morning that authorized COVID-19 vaccines are effective against all known variants, including the one fueling the current wave in India. However, the WHO also says that international travel should still be avoided as progress against the coronavirus pandemic remains fragile. We can talk now to WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris. Welcome once again to the programme, Dr. Harris, and thanks for taking time to talk to us. What are you saying now about the vaccines and the new variants?
Good afternoon. Yes, indeed. There's been a lot of work to look at whether or not the vaccines retain their effectiveness against the variants. And you do this two ways. One way you do it is do it in the labs, take some serum from somebody who's been infected and see if that serum blocks the variant. And we've seen with that most of the vaccines that's usually effective, although occasionally there's what you call a little loss. But the critical thing is whether in real life people who have been vaccinated are showing and then get infected with the variant but are not getting the severe disease. And we're seeing that. That's the really critical thing. People who are vaccinated are not getting severe disease and fortunately also are not dying. We have seen countless lives now, thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives have been saved through vaccination.
And this applies to, at the moment anyway, all the known variants.
That's right. Now, the work, of course, is ongoing. We are continually studying. In fact, we've got a big meeting going on next week where all the different groups studying all the different variants are coming together to look at where we are. But this is an ongoing process. But currently, and we've got the data sitting in front of me, yes, they're all showing effectiveness against the severe disease and the worst outcome, death.
But you're still warning against any early resumption of any significant level anyway international travel. Why so?
Well, what people don't understand so well is, yes, the vaccines are great at preventing you from getting severe disease, but we do not know yet whether they prevent you from getting some of the virus and keeping it there in your body for a little while and being able to transmit it to somebody else. So we're not yet at a stage where we'd want to just say, okay, everything's fine, we're all vaccinated. And we want people to take every precaution. Now, there are reasons to travel. There's some very important reasons to travel. But we don't want large amounts of movement at this time because it's going to be more and more difficult to maintain the very important public health social measures, which we have to be doing at the same time. It's not just a matter of vaccination, everything's open.
So what would you say, for example, to the plans being put together at the moment by the European Commission to open up travel within the EU on the basis that infection levels have come down very significantly and there's been a significant level of vaccination delivered even at this stage? So within particular zones such as the EU or maybe between certain corridors between countries, could a strong case be made for relaxing travel restrictions?
Well, certainly, again, and this is very much our advice, is that you do it with risk management. So, again, you look exactly what the transmission level is in the different countries, and vaccination rates are important as well, and you make a proper risk assessment. And this is great that the EU is doing this with all the countries together so that you have a very clear idea of where the issues are, where they're not, but do remember it will be a changing situation still. We've seen this for the last year. It can change very quickly. So people do need to be aware that you can make plans, but your plans may be unmade for you.
We know that, for example, here, the mandatory hotel quarantine system, one of the criteria that identifies a country as on that list is variants of concern. Now, is that something that could be dispensed with because of what you're finding in relation to vaccination and variants of concern?
Variants of concern are placed like that because they certainly show greater transmissibility. And when I said they prevent against effective disease, severe disease, it's not so clear whether they prevent against a symptomatic infection or having some virus. So it is critical that you do not want to be importing the variants of concern into your country. And so that is another reason you really want to be watching that situation.
Just a final question. It's relation to something we were talking to the Minister for Justice earlier on the programme, the cyber attack on a health service here. There have been other attacks by cyber criminals specifically aimed at health services. How concerned in the WHO would you be at this development, which seems to be something of a pattern?
Well, cyber attacks of any kind are another thing that limits all our abilities to work together and do our very best to stop this pandemic. And I would just say to anybody who's doing it that what we should be doing right now is working together. This is humanity versus the virus. We're in a race against the virus, the variants, and anything that blocks our ability to do our very best to help each other is something that is not, I can't even think of the words for how negative a thing that is.
All right. Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, thank you for talking to us here on the program.